This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Throwback Thursday. We're talking about your first email address. Remember when
okay.
you got the AOL CD in the mail? You know, at one time, of the bulk of the CDs being used in the country were being used by them to send out that program.
I did know that. That's a fun fact I did know. Hey, I got one on Dale.
Yeah.
Yay. Look at me.
What was that first email address? What was your first email address?
Oh, God. So embarrassing. It was the Yahoo one. And Amy Reed's a very popular name. So I was like, I'm going to be creative. Yeah. And it was freshestar917, but I took all the E's out of, so it just looked like Fresh Star. And I was like, no, it's freshestar, because I'm like, I'm dope, I'm fresh.
And the 917 is your birthday.
Yeah, 917 is my birthday, September 17th.
All right, over to you, Chase.
Man. It was an AOL address, I believe, or it was Yahoo, I can't remember. It was Bandork190.
Oh my!
And people, gosh. Some people don't change them. Like, we'll talk to people now, and for when they win something, I'm like, "What's your email address?" And they're like, "XXX baby girl shorty XXX69." And I'm like, what? "You didn't want to upgrade? You don't want to update this?"
Yeah. It was Bandork190 because I was in band. My sister created it because I had no idea how the internet worked, and
she was there to help you though.
She was, and we did it on a dial-up connection. And the 190. Anybody want to take a stab?
Your weight.
I wish. No, that was one of Tweetsy's strains.
Oh, I should have guessed it.
Yeah. Extra dork.
Yeah,
Tweetsy Railroad dork is what you are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so all right. Well, mine was an AOL address, and it was a really good one. It was back in the day when everything wasn't taken.
Yeah.
You know how everything now, here's your new address, XD1573T103.
Yeah.
You have to hop on anything now, even if you don't want it. You're like, I got to get it just in case I do want it later.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Mine was DO104. That's a good one. Now that's easy to remember.
104, was that the station you were on at the time? 104.
Yeah. So it was great. But yeah, you know, you move on, you go on to other stuff, you get a new account.
Did you keep though? Do you have one of your older email addresses for when you just are signing up to something to get a discount?
I don't have that one, but I do have one of those kinds of email addresses where if I'm signing up or if I have to go into a database, I give that one.
Is that sendnudestodale@gmail.com?
That's daleobryan@hotmail.com.
That's HOTMALE.
Hey!
And since it's Throwback Thursday, we're doing both the email addresses and your first CB handle. These two guys, no CB. No CB at all. In fact, Amy did not even know what CB stood for until she Googled it this morning.
Citizens Band. So I knew what it was. I have to know what it stands for.
Yeah, you do. You're supposed to know. You're supposed to know these things.
I know it's how truckers talk dirty to each other.
Oh, come on. That's not what they use it for. Use it to keep
yes,
up with
it
the
is.
Cops.
No, they don't.
680 Wolf, what was your first email? What was your first CB handle? It's Throwback Thursday. Stale O'Brien, Amy and Chase, mostly cloudy today, 82. 59 now. Your first CB handle. And no, Amy, the CB radio is not what the truckers use to talk dirty to each other. That's not the purpose of the CB radio.
Breaker.
Yeah. Mm. 680-WOLF is the number. Hey, it's the Wolf.
Hey. My first email address is Panda, and my CB name was Panda.
Panda.
Why Panda?
Because I love pandas, and that's what my husband gave me when we were talking on the CB. Oh. He was playing Gilbert.
Come on. Breaker, Panda.
Yeah.
Panda, is there somebody that you've never met in real life, but another trucker that you always, like, catch on the road?
And I always talked to my husband and some of his friends when we were talking, and I always used it just to call him, text him, or let him know that where I was at. I mean, one time I had a flat tire, so I got him to come and get it, and they were picking on me for it. I said, hey, when I got somebody to do it, might as well have him come change it for me. Why should I change it?
Thank you for checking in this morning.
Thank you.
10-4, Panda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.